going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
What's Good up? Morning, Adam. Steve, I'd love for you to get out of here.
All right, fine.
For those playing at home, Adam is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
How many U.S. states have new in their name?
2, 3, 4.
4, correct. Which English king had 6 wives?
Henry VIII.
That's the one. What was Darth Vader's name before he turned to the dark side?
Light Vader?
No.
Half.
What material are fingernails made out of?
Keratin.
Yes. The Mark, Tom, and Travis show was a live album from what band?
Half.
What car manufacturer makes the Lyric?
Mazda?
No.
Mercedes?
No.
BMW.
No. Filbert is an alternative name for which nut?
Filbert?
Filbert is an alternative name for which nut?
Hazelnut.
Yes. Who was the first billionaire author?
Richard Branson.
No.
Elon Musk.
No.
Bill Gates.
No. What video game has the main characters Alex and Steve?
The Daily Migs Show.
You know what, Adam? You got 4 correct.
Not bad.
There were some tricky ones in there. I don't think Steve's going to score something, you know, impressive by any means.
It's Monday. He's not ready.
Not ready?
He never impresses me on Mondays.
The lack of faith, Danny.
Oh, I know. That was talking about Adam and Shelton.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Steve's always ready.
Steve, are you in fact ready?
I believe that I am.
Yes. How many U.S. states have new in their name?
2.
No.
3.
No.
4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which English king had 6 wives?
King Henry.
Henry the what?
4th.
No.
6th.
No.
Henry the 1st.
No.
Damn it.
What was Darth Vader's name before he turned to the dark side?
King Henry.
No.
Anakin.
Yes.
Skywalker.
What material are fingernails made out of?
Skin?
No.
Plastic?
No.
Yeah, no. Paper?
No. The Mark, Tom, and Travis show was a live album from what band?
Blink 182.
Correct. What car manufacturer makes the Lyric?
Honda?
No.
Toyota?
No.
Nissan?
No. Filbert is an alternative name for what? For which nut?
These?
No.
Macadamia?
No.
Pecans?
No. Who was the first billionaire author?
Oh, J.K. Rowling.
That's correct. What video game has the main characters named Alex and Steve?
Minecraft.
Yes. What country was the first to use paper money?
United States of America.
No.
Japan.
No.
Canada.
No.
Damn it. Russia?
No, huh. But Steve, with that, you got 5 correct, and that is a win, 5-4. Sorry, Adam.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my man. Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Our friend Adam knew that it was Henry VIII that had 6 wives.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound like a nightmare?
Yeah.
6 wives.
Hard enough with just one, right, boys?
Hey! He also knew that fingernails are made out of keratin.
Huh?
Keratin.
Okay.
And then neither of you knew that the Lyric is manufactured by Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Yeah. And our friend also knew that Filbert is the alternative name for hazelnuts.
He knew that.
He knew that.
Impressive.
And the country that was the first to use paper money... China.
China.
But you won, Steve. Congratulations.
You know, besides the Escalade, I don't think I can name another Cadillac.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I can either. No. Well, I also can't afford one, so.
Right, so I guess you never needed to worry about it.
It's one thing to play Beat Migs on the phone. It's another thing to play in person, Steve. And we have an opportunity for someone to do that this weekend because we're going to be in Puyallup. We're going to your hometown.
That's right, the Sunrise Village this Saturday afternoon.
It's called Sunrise de Mayo, our little spin on a Cinco de Mayo celebration at the Red Dog, a place where you can pour your own beverages by the ounce.
Kid-friendly, dog-friendly, good times.
And we're going to be there at noon. You can get all the details on the party at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have this awesome Odyssey app, and it has a feature where you can leave us a voice message. We have been getting some delightful messages on there every single day, Steve.
One involving beef tongue. Mm. The other one wants to talk a little bit about Walk MS.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our BMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. Let us into your life. Head over to the Odyssey app on your smartphone and you can take care of it right there.
Absolutely. We got a great voice message about Walk MS, which happened yesterday that you were the great MC for. Ooh. And all of us were there. But before we get to that one, I did not realize how many of our listeners have something to say about beef tongue.
No.
It's Joe. All this talk about sandwiches gave me a craving for my favorite one. It's a lengua torta. So,
lengua torta.
Translation, tongue torta.
Tongue torta.
Yes, you guessed it. It's tongue, but made Mexican style. Tomatoes, lettuce, onions, sour cream, ham, cheese, and beautifully cut up tongue. It is so good.
This sounds like a scene from a serial killer film. Beautifully cut up tongue.
You add the salsa to make it spicy, yeah. And you're in heaven. Went to my favorite taco truck.
Are we sure this is Jill and not Hannibal Lecter?
Just finished it. Thank you for the reminder of how much I like this tongue sandwich.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I will be honest.
It was delicious.
The leftovers, a lot of the leftovers ended up going to the dogs.
Oh, for real?
For real?
Nobody wanted to eat it? Not even Barrett?
Even the juice that I like cooked it in, I was putting that on the dog's food. They were very happy.
Let's check with Barrett, see if he wants to eat the beef tongue.
Still no.
Okay, fine. All right, this one is about Walk MS.
It was awesome seeing you crazy kids over at the Walk MS. Awesome meeting you all as well. Highlight, easily, Tatum. Me and all of my family were just dying watching her scoot by super fast as poor Steve Miggs is running after her.
Yeah, it went from walk MS to run MS for me.
It was almost sprint MS, you know, in a couple of occasions.
It was cool that she had her scooter, but I didn't realize how fast my kid could go when there's nobody in front of her. So when things kind of opened up, she just started motoring.
Peace, bitches.
And I'm chasing, and I realized in my hand, I'm like, this looks so weird because I had a stick in my hand, like a large stick. Because she wanted me to bring it home because she wanted to paint it. But it looked like it was a weapon. So it looks like I'm running after her with this stick as this kid is just on the scooter over at Gasworks Park. It was a good time.
So great.
Like it's a crazy police chase and Tatum was the criminal.
She was.
Great times and a great cause. And Taryn, not a dry eye after your speech. Great job.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not happy with you about
Why?
That.
Why? Because were you getting all misty?
Oh, no. Full-on tears were coming down my eyes. I was like, God, I'm crying. And even Tatum started hugging me. I think she thought like something was wrong.
Oh.
Because like, your speech was so powerful, talking about your mom who suffers from MS and the reason why, that's the reason why you're here. And so, you know, then being surrounded by that energy of everybody who's been affected by somebody in their life that has MS and seeing people that, you know, were just struggling just to stand, but, you know, wanted to stand for this event because of what MS has done to them. So all of a sudden it just hit me like a like a wrecking ball. And I'm just tearing up. And I look around. Everyone else is tearing up, too. I'm like, oh, man. I hope no one from the show. I'm like, if Danny and Ryan Castle see me. Then I look over at him and I see Danny's wiping his eyes. I'm like, okay.
No.
All right, so I'm not alone. I think all of us out there watching you do your speech, it was so powerful that you brought everybody to tears.
Well, mission accomplished then.
Was the mission making us all sad?
No.
Nice job. No, it was a great time, though.
It was a great time. I will say Barrett was a little bit confused because the family that was being featured, the kid's name was Nolan.
Nolan.
And I have a brother named Nolan. So Barrett was like, yeah, you were up there talking about Grandma and Nolan. Like, no, he thought the whole time I was talking about my brother, his uncle.
Wow.
Just only slightly confusing.
He's like, who are all these people? That none of them are Nolan. She said,
they don't look anything like my uncle.
That's crazy. No, it was awesome meeting all the Rockaholics.
Yes, it sure was.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend on Saturday, we had an unplanned visitor come to our house.
That's not a shock. I mean, you always have random people showing up to your home.
That is true. That is a normal occasion. But this time, the unplanned visitor was a man in uniform, and it was not a stripper. So what happened?
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
We're going to tell you at 7:20.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saturday, we had a very strange, unplanned visit from someone. What happened was, I had gone inside after doing yard work for a few hours with Brad to make us some lunch.
Okay.
And I had
so this wasn't at night?
No, this was like noon or maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have the door wide open and all of a sudden I hear one of the dogs start barking and he just goes bolting out the front door. So I go to see what's going on and a Snohomish County sheriff is pulling down our driveway.
There's this police.
And he rolls down his window and says, are the dogs friendly? I'm like, of course. Pet them. They would love that.
Yep.
And
then I'm rub like, their tummies.
What's going on? And he said, we had 7911 calls from this address.
What?
Excuse me?
It's exactly what I said. Excuse me? And he said, yeah, we have a report of 7911 calls coming from a cell phone at this address.
Did Barry get your phone?
That was my first thought. I had my phone in my pocket. Brad's phone was in the kitchen with me.
Okay.
Barrett was downstairs doing, you know, playing with his trucks or whatever.
Were you butt dialing it?
I don't know how this happened, Steve. Brad's phone was sitting on the counter, and I had heard it vibrating a couple times, and I noticed it was saying, like, a private number was calling. You never answer the private numbers, right?
I don't answer the numbers that I even know of
right?
The people that I want to talk to. I'm like, I have to send it a voicemail.
So I wasn't even thinking about it. Didn't touch it. Didn't pay any attention to it, really. But then I said, well, do you know what the number was that was calling 911? And he said, yeah, it was these four last numbers. Well, that was my husband's phone number.
Okay.
The last four numbers of his phone. But he was not in the house. I didn't touch his phone. Barry didn't have his phone. We even checked the outgoing calls. There was no record of any 911 calls happening from Brad's phone that day.
So was there any... Did you ever figure out what the hell happened?
No! And he's looking at me like, is everything okay in your home?
Like, blink twice if you're okay, right. Ma'am.
Because, you know, have you ever had when you make an adjustment on your phone and it says you can make emergency calls only?
Yes.
I thought maybe something like that had happened, but Brad never even had his phone on him. So there was no reason.
And Barrett wasn't, I'm not trying to lay the blame on the 5-year-old, but like, all signs point towards the child.
Brad's phone was sitting on a counter area.
He wasn't playing with it at all and just put it back there when he realized he was maybe messing up and there was some phone. But you said there was no outgoing phone calls.
There was no outgoing phone calls at all. And it was up on like a very high bar top that Barrett wouldn't have even been able to reach. So I don't know if anybody else has ever had anything like that happen. But it was weird, like phantom 911 calls from Brad's phone.
Is there any online that says that this could... nothing.
Nothing that I see. Maybe it was AI.
Oh.
Maybe AI was getting back at you, and because you have an Android, it was like, you know, this lady, we need to punish her.
It wasn't the actual police, it was the iPhone police.
You guys, on that note, I'm due for an upgrade.
What are you thinking? Joining the dark side?
I don't want to join the dark side. I only want to do it to shut you up. That's the only reason.
Well, then we'll find another reason to give you a hard time about it. You'll get the wrong brand of iPhone or something like that. I can't believe you got the one with only like 64 whatever storage.
I bet an iPhone would never make...
Oh, I'm sure.
Phantom phone calls to the police.
That is so did the cops say, oh yeah, we've had this, this has happened before?
No, but then I pulled up Brad's phone and I'm showing him all of the missed calls that we got from like a random number and then these private calls and he's like, oh yeah, that's all us. So they were trying to contact us, figuring out what was going on.
So on their caller ID, it doesn't say cops or something like that?
No.
I don't know. Or at least like police department.
No, there was nothing like that. It was like a random 425 number and then private number. Not going to answer either of those ever.
Right.
Never.
So then he just left. Nothing,
yeah,
nothing
they just
came
left.
Of it.
But he was very nice to the dogs. And then Barrett, Barrett of course, sees that there's a police officer at our house. And he's like, ah! You know, he was all fired up. So the officer was very nice. But we got off the hook this time, guys.
Okay, good.
It was a close call.
He didn't see all the drugs that were in your bedroom,
thankfully.
Oh, my
God.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are in a relationship right now, we have a very simple question that we'd like to ask you. But we need for you to call right now so that we can ask that simple question. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. We cross our hearts. It is a simple question.
Nothing dirty.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bill Belichick is a published author, Steve Miggs. He's out doing a press tour for his new book called The Art of Winning, Lessons from a Life in Football.
And lessons on how to get a super hot younger woman as your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and he was asked about that current and much younger girlfriend of his. She was off to the side.
Yeah, she's watching the entire interview.
And he said he wasn't going to discuss this while the interview was underway.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
Awkward. Also, he's doing the interview with a ripped sweatshirt. He's got like a giant hole in his sweatshirt. It's not like a fashionable rip. It's just Bill Belichick doing Bill Belichick things. But so many people are on social media. Like, I don't care. I mean, I get it. Like, you want some privacy, but it's not that bad of a question. And a lot of people now are assuming, well, maybe they met through like one of those websites.
Sugardaddy.com.
It's not, or seeking arrangements, or some people are just straight up on the comment section just being like, it's clear she was an escort and she doesn't want to admit to that. Like, this is a very strange way to handle a question like that, which seemed rather innocent.
Well, that interview leads us to want to ask a simple question. Let's go to Jennifer from Northgate. Jennifer, our simple question, how did you and your significant other meet?
Which one?
Excuse me?
Take your pick. Roll the dice. I've got stories.
Your current one.
Okay, yes.
I thought you were going to say which one.
There's a 15-year difference in our age, so, you know. He's younger, by the way.
He's younger.
Get it, girl.
And it was a Facebook post. Funny enough, actually, just a Facebook post.
What was your Facebook post, I'm in search of a younger man? Or, like, what was the post that led to that?
No. Friends in Seattle, because I have not been here that long. Okay. I just came up here, and I literally, it was just me and my dog, and I was like, you know, got to make some friends, you know, meet for coffee, whatever. And, yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be your friend. What was the first thing you guys did?
Well, he invited me to the restaurant that he was managing and offered me some Mediterranean food, which this girl from Kentucky had never had. So I was like, sure, it's a public place, no problem. And he was working at the time, so yeah.
The food was that good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're married now, and I love him a lot.
Aww. And all it took was a nice Mediterranean meal.
See, how hard was that to answer that question? Come on, Bill. Should we try one more?
Sure. Lorna from Belfair. How did you meet your significant other?
He was the wrong number.
Nice.
So he called you, or you called him?
No, I called him, kind of. So I was in school at the time. I was 17 in high school. And I was looking for a classmate that I kind of had a crush on at the time. So as we had back in our day, phone book, because I'm 54 now. So, yeah, I went through all of the Roberts in the phone book in our area and just called up and say, yeah, hi, is Ron there?
That's amazing.
That's got to be a lot of Roberts, though.
And so was he like, hey, this is the wrong number, but you guys hit it off so well that you still wanted to meet up with him? Like, how did that end up happening?
Yeah, so kind of was exactly like that. So there was about 12 Roberts as the last name in my little tiny town of Simi Valley.
Did you date all 12?
And No, I think he was like number 8 or something. I don't know. I don't really remember that, but I just remember a nice lady answering the phone, and I said, yeah, hi, is Ronnie there? And she goes, oh, yeah, hold on. I'm like, oh, cool, I got it. Like, I was so excited. And then he answers the phone, and I'm like, wow, he sounds really different on the phone as he does in school. That's kind of weird. But I continued my conversation, and he played along. That was the thing. I was like, what the heck? So when you finally said, okay, I have a confession to make, I'm not really the guy that you're trying to talk to. I don't go to the same school as you. And he was a couple of years older than me. I was like in shock. But then my girlfriend that was at my house at the time was here for the whole conversation. And she goes, well, you should come over to meet her, and blurted out my address. Oh, my next thing. Next thing I know, there's a click on the phone, and about 20 minutes later, there's a knock on my door, and he rode his 10-speed to my house to meet me.
I love everything about Florence. That story. So great.
Thanks, Lorna. That's awesome.
See, way better answer than this.
No.
No.
Looking for a classmate, ended up with an assmate.
Wow. There you go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve this morning, it might be helpful if you were tuned into the men's room on Friday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet. That's when we give out 3 of the correct answers to the 7:50 game. 127 wins, 48 losses, and 33 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.